today's hit and all time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems.
What's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic. Yes, we're gonna have a good time. I'm gonna have a good time with you. I don't know about you, but I know that we're definitely gonna have a good time. So, today's topic is South Africa's disaster. Yes, South Africa's disaster. Now, the question that we'll probably all have is, what disaster are you talking about? Which disaster is this that we are speaking about? What are we looking at today? Yes, we're going to be looking at the disaster that, let me say, a prophecy that came out, you know, against the government, obviously, yeah, the South African government and everything. And if they do listen, they can avoid it. If they don't listen, yeah, lives are going to be lost. So, there's a whole lot of drama that's happening, to be honest, here in South Africa. There's, now we have, you know, elections coming up and everything, and, you know, the parties are now, you know, campaigning, obviously, to get the people's votes, and, yeah, looking at the way everything happened, you know, government got exposed, and, yeah, the parties that didn't do a lot, you know, they're also, the people are not happy with them, they're unhappy, so, literally, I wouldn't say they're walking on eggshells, but at the same time, the people, yeah, you know, they know them. They are actually exposed to the people, if I can put it that way. Now, they can't lie to the people because now the people know them. So, yeah, that's what's literally happening at the moment. And, yeah, it's really interesting, you know, to see all of these things happening and, yeah, all the drama that's going on. Well, myself, you know, living daily life, like, okay, let me say, living my life every day, you know, with my daily routine, and then now and then, you know, changing because of meetings and stuff like that, I happened to stumble upon an article. So I was like actually browsing my phone, you know, looking at the latest news and everything and what's going on, and then I happened to see a headline that reads as follows. Now, this headline came out on the 28th of September. Yes. On the 28th of September. Now, this show came out on the 30th of September, for those who do not know, just letting you know, which is now 2 days back. So, 2 days back, that's when this article came out. And then, after it came out, the headline had the following statement written on, it wasn't the newspaper, by the way, so it was online. Now, online, I read the following statement in bold, you know, just to stand out. They made sure that it stood out and everything. So, the headline actually said, here is a prophecy to the government. Many lives will be lost if the government don't do this. Now, I was like, okay, which government is this? That's obviously after reading the headline, and then there was a picture of somebody there, and I was like, okay, who's this now in the picture and everything. And then I went on now to read the article, what the article actually had to say. Like, I wanted to find out what is this warning and which government is this warning to. And then, you know, just scrolling down, I happened to see the president of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa. And yeah, it was really interesting because at the bottom of the article, we had red writings written, South Africa in danger. Now, me seeing that, I was like, okay, you know what? I can't just pass this article by. I need to find out what's happening. Why is this headline saying what it's saying? And I stay here, so I gotta know what's happening. You know, I was just curious. Let me just put it that way. My mind was curious to find out what's going on, what's happening in the headline. So that's literally what went down, and that is why this show is titled South Africa's Disaster. Yes. So if you want to find out what is the disaster, listen to this track, and then after that, you're going to listen to the whole disaster and find out, and you'll know everything that you need to know.
This is Anton Kruger from Kahara River Lodge, and you are listening to Active FM.
Okay, look, I never forget that day in the 1990s. You know where to find me. Being born, I'm a millennial. Run for cover before he put you on Vimeo or the Twitter. Come on, y'all, get a grip. I don't give a flip. I just wanna live, but better yet, I don't wanna die living a lie. Does anyone even realize I'm alive? Like, stop, hey, hold up the club. I found somebody that I love. Like, stop, hey, hold up the grave. I found somebody that can say, like, stop, stand, come get your man. Bring him to the man who atones for your sins. Like, stop, hey, hold up your praise. Get a little taste of amazing grace. Like, with the sadness, saddled with depression, misdirection of an addict. I've been wishing at the mission I could have somebody listen and be born again a Christian. Maybe then they go the distance as a disciple. Go and get your rifle, bang bang, you're dead. And I lay in bed wondering if you knew about him and let him inside for eternal life. Last night woke up in the cold sweat with the same nightmare that I had an old friend. Guess you should have told him that you never know when God is gonna blow in, hoping y'all told him. I said stop, wait, hold up the drug. Somebody that I love, like, stop, hey, hold up the grave. I found somebody that can say, like, stop, dance, come get your man. Bring him to the man who atones for your sins. Like, stop, hey, hold up your praise. Get a little taste of amazing grace. Like, be back to body, back to body.
Yeah, I know you enjoyed that. I know it was amazing. It was an awesome track. Yes, tunes that get you to move and all the stuff. Yeah, so there's an article that went out, you know, 2 days ago that obviously, according to the media or the press or whoever you want to call them, it's a prophecy to the government, and it, according to them, it's a warning to the government. So it's a warning to the president. Now, the article basically reads as follows. So it says, the world's famous prophet has returned. Now, we have a famous prophet. Yes. And for those who do not know this prophet, his name is Radebelihle. Yeah, he's known as a prophet, and he has returned. Now, obviously, he returned to actually give a prophecy. Yes, for those who do not know. He actually came back to give a prophecy to the government. And there's other, according to the media, there's other prophecies that he's given in the past, and the government didn't listen to him. And because they didn't listen to him, obviously the prophecy happened, but now things that they could have avoided, yeah, didn't get avoided. And as a result of that, people got affected and all the stuff. So that's literally what's cooking down here. So he's someone that has came out before and said something, and the government before thought it wasn't real. They were like, these warnings are not real. And then obviously after the whole situation, the event happened, that's when he became well known, you know. So for those who do not know, he was well known for prophesying the death of Shona Ferguson. So Shona Ferguson actually died. Now, before Shona Ferguson died, he came out and prophesied about Shona Ferguson to say that he will die and this is what's going to happen. If you guys don't listen, this is what's going to happen. And if you do listen, this is how you can prevent this. But obviously, no one listened. They thought he was just coming out, you know, wanting... He was pulling one of those stunts, you know, where... A lot of people pull the stunts where they come, they say something. And the reason why they're saying what they're saying is because they want to become famous or they want attention, you know. They want the media to be on them, you know, and all those stuff. So they want publicity and fame and... You know, all those things. Yeah, they want to be in front there. So, literally, that's what happened in the past. And then, yeah, you know, Shona Ferguson died. And then that's when they were like, yo, okay, this incident actually occurred. And, yeah, we thought that he was just asking for attention. But it actually, what he predicted actually happened. And yeah, because of that, that's obviously when a dark cloud, you know, was looming over the South African entertainment sector. And yeah, now they were all concerned, and that is what literally happened. So yeah, now he recently came out and gave them another warning. But before that, there's other events as well that, like I said, have happened. There's people like Mpura and Killer Cow. You know, those are your two pianist music artists that also died in a tragic accident just a few days after Mpura's prophecy. Now, yeah, like I said, they in the past they thought that he was just, you know, pulling one of those stunts where he wants publicity, you know, he wants to be famous, he wants people to know him and all the stuff. But instead, it wasn't one of those stunts. He actually was prophesying to say, hey, this is what's going to happen if you don't listen to me and you can avoid it. So this is how you can avoid it. But yeah, you know, obviously ignoring him and all those stuff. Now, let's just move on. Let's move on to recently what's going on. So recently he came out and he gave a prophecy, and his prophecy is referring to the government and something that the government is doing, and it's obviously a decision they made in the past, and right now they're in the process of fulfilling the decisions that they have made with an outcome which is a goal that they're wanting in the future. Now he came out to say that if they continue, a lot of lives will be at stake. A lot of lives will die. Let me put it that way. So just going straight to the point. A lot of people will die. That's literally what he came out and said. And like I said, in the past, there's been times where they were skeptical. People were skeptical to say, hey, is this guy really speaking the truth or what's happening? But obviously, referring back to the past incidents that have happened where his prophecies actually did happen, because of those events, there's an amount of people that now started believing him, following him. Let me put it this way. He built a followership because of his prophecies. So people who actually believe him. Now he came out and said that in South Africa there is a ground or a land that is currently and slowly sinking deeper and deeper and deeper into the earth's interior. So we like, okay, you came out and gave us this warning. Now what do we do? What do we do? Now he went on obviously to say that it was a tweet that he actually put up. He put up a tweet as a warning, and then yeah, you know, his followers and everything, they started panicking and all those stuff. Now what he said is he watched it, you know, split in half, and it swallowed those who were trapped inside. Which, yeah, I'm like, yo, okay, that is a very interesting prophecy to give. And if it's accurate, yo, there's a lot of concerns that should really go out. But yeah, obviously he went on to say that it will be the government's responsibility to take care of it. There is a technique to avoid this from happening in the future. It must be discovered by the government. He sent out a tweet. So yeah, that's literally what's happening in the article. Now I jumped on to Twitter to see his tweet that he sent out, you know, obviously warning the government and everything. And to be honest, there's a whole lot of people that are filled with fear. And I honestly think fear is a problem in a lot of people's lives. So if you're listening to this and you're filled with fear, it's a problem. You need to get rid of it. But yeah, let me go on to the tweet. So I went on to his page and then I saw a tweet. And this is what his tweet said. The government has placed the people there without doing a proper research in building houses for them there. I'm not attacking the government or anyone in power. I'm just giving you a chance to fix it before it happens, because there's no stopping it but alerting the people. That's literally what he sent out, you know, as a tweet. And then you had a whole lot of people who decided to respond back. They decided to respond back to his tweet and everything. And we had some people who actually said he explained everything. And then others, they decided they're going to tweet what they felt like tweeting. One of his fans decided to respond back and they said, I wasn't dreaming for years, but since I took your guides, I dream. 2 days ago, I dreamt some person I cannot describe giving me a paper written a name, Marvin, saying he is the one who took my girlfriend. What does this mean? What should I do? Now, obviously, yeah, some people who responded to that saying, yo, that's hectic. Yeah, you dream someone took a girlfriend and his name is Marvin. Okay, yeah, that's really interesting right there. And yeah. But now, referring to the prophet's prophecy, some people actually responded and said, that's hectic. Why don't you tell them the exact location so that they can save lives, you know? And then others went on to say, responded. Others replied to the tweet saying, I'm still focused on the 7-day fast. Now you're bringing this up. Bear with me, please. Now, you have all of these different people that decided to respond. But now what I'm saying is, the problem here is fear. People are filled with fear and everything. And because of fear, there's a lot of things that are happening that are not supposed to be happening. And yeah, it's really, really interesting. But to be honest with you, I really think there's a lot of things that are a problem. And we haven't been looking at it. We haven't been acknowledging it in a way, if I can put it that way. But at the end of the day, we need to look at the bigger problem, which is obviously the government and the government that's in power and, you know, what they actually doing at this current state. Because there's a lot of laws, you know, constitutions and all those things. There's a lot of laws that are being passed which are really evil, and they're not according to God's will. You know, they're not for God's will. They're not for the church. You know, they're not for Christians. There's a lot of things that the devil is doing, and that's the real enemy. We need to be standing up against the real enemy, which is the devil. And yeah, we need to be getting rid of that problem. And we get rid of that problem by getting closer to God. That's what we need to be doing. You as an individual, never mind fear. If you're out here feeling afraid, to be honest, that spirit doesn't come from God. It comes from the devil. It comes from the devil. Everything that you're seeing in with your physical eyes here on earth, to be honest, everything that you're seeing there is not godly. Comes from the devil. Fear, even this whole situation that we're in of the pandemic, vaccines, demonic, all of those things. That's what I think. I think these things are all demonic. And yes, South Africa's disaster is not really the prophecy that came out, to be honest. I feel like South Africa's disaster is the individual that decided to accept things the way they are and not actually stand up for change. Not stand up for the word. I mean, you as an individual, you need to be out there, you know, changing the world. Never mind South Africa, you know, the world as it is. Now I'm looking at the news and everything, stuff that is happening in Australia. People are now starting to speak against some of the things that are happening. I don't even want to go into details because now they'll come after me and all the stuff. But yeah, at the end of the day, sit down, examine your life, take the word, reflect back to the word, and to be honest, you'll find a lot of solutions in there, even with the pandemic, even with the vaccine. You'll find a lot of answers that will actually satisfy you to the core. That's what's going to happen. I have reached the time where I have to disappear. You know, I have to love you and leave you here, which I don't love doing because time is against each and every one of us. Yes, time is against me, time is against you, but we can work with it, you know, to make the most. So, before I disappear, here's a track for you to enjoy.
Appetite, tell me, what to you is molecular gastronomy?
Molecular gastronomy is
the fact that you're reading it is a problem.
I am definitely not reading it. So molecular gastronomy has to do with molecules.
Yes.
And gastronomy is a study.
Yes, because of the anatomy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So molecules and the study of gas. Yes. Put the words together and that's what it is.
FM radio has never been better.
I hope you enjoyed that. Yeah, this is your boy Fearless Eagle. Unfortunately, now I have to love you and leave you. I really do hope you took some notes, you know, in the show and everything. And yeah, you got a bigger picture of what's really happening. You know, it's a spiritual war. It's not a physical war. We're not fighting our brothers and sisters, but instead we're fighting, you know, the principalities and the forces of darkness. And we fight them by getting closer to God and God revealing those powers to us so that we can get rid of them. So make sure you get closer to God. Make sure you have a relationship with Him, especially during this time. We need to give people hope. Yes, we need to be giving them hope, not filling them with fear. I mean, yeah, you're out there filling people with fear. What's that going to help them? Like, they already have other fears that are in their lives, you know, concerning the whatever situation. I don't even want to mention, because there's a lot. Whatever situation that's in their life that's placed fear in them, now you want to add more fear into them. That's not the way to do it. So, wherever you are, I'm going to love you and leave you. If it's good morning to you, good morning, good evening, good evening. If it's good afternoon, good afternoon. Make sure you share the show out there and do spread the word. Peace out and God bless.
Join the Active FM shows. Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate. Find, follow, and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
Give all the glory.